Callaway, Houston, over.
Go ahead, Houston.
Just checking in with you after about a 45-minute quiet period. Say, we noticed on your high-gain antenna, if you like, you can get a little bit more use out of it by switching to it from an Omni when you have a yaw angle of 90 degrees, 90, and a pitch angle of minus 45 degrees. We're noticing that you're staying maybe an extra 10 minutes on the Omni, which is fine, but you could get more use out of the high gain if you use that procedure, over.
Okay, thank you. It's a lot simpler for us. As long as the omnis are working, we got it all wrapped up here on the 8-ball, and when the roadblock points to an omni number, we just switch it. It makes it a lot easier if it's not bothering you.
Okay, that's fine. Yeah, we're perfectly happy with the comm, Frank. We're just trying to be helpful.
Thank you very much. It's unusual that Mike Collins tries to be helpful, but nevertheless, thank you very much.
Aerospace first, Frank.
Say hello to Howard Kendall for us, will you? His procedure seemed to be working.
Sure will.
I hope you got everybody looking this thing over very carefully. One thing we want is a perfect spacecraft before we consider the LOI burn.
Apollo 8, Houston, we concur and we're doing that.
Okay. And Houston Apollo 8, the water is in the process of being chlorinated at this time.
Roger, understand you're chlorinating the water at this time.
Roger.
Apollo 8, Houston, over.
Go ahead.
At your convenience, we'd like a readout of your service module RCS propellant quantities. We haven't gotten one of those so far this flight.
All right, stand by. We're just about to need to change the antenna. I'll give it to you.